This is the Borough of Bound Brook, Borough Council regular meeting, July 11th. July 11th, 2023, 7 p.m. Call to order. This meeting is being held in compliance with the open public meeting law in that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board filed with the borough clerk and forwarded to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mayor Morris advised you would be absent. Council President Gomez?
Here.
Councilman Petty?
Here.
Councilman Perantatelli advised he would be absent. Councilman Longo?
Here.
Councilwoman Brezhnevik?
Here.
Councilman Lopez advised he would be absent.
Approval of minutes. June 27th, 2023, regular meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Abstain.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brezhnevik?
Yes.
Advertising hearing or special presentations, public hearing and public comments, USDA grant for electric vehicles. Do we have somebody here for this?
Nope.
Okay. Just very good. And we're going to move on. Oath of the... What's that? Is this it? Does anybody have any comments or questions about USDA grant for electric vehicles? Hearing none. Moving on. Oath of office. We have four officers this evening. We're going to be swearing in two. Councilman Longo will be swearing in two, and I'll be swearing in the other two. We're going to start with Patrol Officer Nazir Whitley. And if any family members of Nazir Whitley are here, if they could come in, if they'd like. Welcome. No, it's not, is it? All right. Is he in the parking lot? Because we can move on and we'll come back to him. All right, we'll do that. Patrol Officer Kyle Capalbo. And family members, if come on in. Family, friends. Make room for you.
I, Kyle, solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America. I solemnly swear that I support the Constitution of the United States of America, the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, that I will bear all faith and allegiance to the same, that I will bear all allegiance to the governments established in the United States, and in this state, under the authority of the people, so help me God, I confer and solemnly swear, I will impartially and impartially and justly and justly perform all the duties of patrol officer,
Thank you. Next up, Patrol Officer Nazir Whitley.
I, Nazir Whitley, solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America. Constitution of the State of New Jersey. I will bear false faith and allegiance to the same, to the government's established in the United States and in this state, under the authority of the people. So help me God. I am further solemnly swear that I will impartially and justly before all the duties of patrol officers, so help me God.
Dom.
Why are you there? Just keep going.
You're up already, might as well keep going.
Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
The Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And I will bear full faith.
And I will bear full faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
To the government's established.
And to the government's established.
In the United States and in this state.
In the United States and in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will impartially.
That I will impartially.
Justly.
Justly.
Perform all the duties of sergeant.
Perform all the duties of sergeant.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And allegiance to the same. And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States and in this state.
In the United States and in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will impartially.
That I will impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all duties of sergeant.
Perform all duties of sergeant.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Stay, the rest of it is kind of boring, so I give you a minute to there's a fever. Yeah, enjoy it. So, Jay, you close those doors for me? Moving on. Presentations of communication, petitions, etc. We have none. Greetings for comments and invitation for discussion. Anyone?
Right.
Where
are we going?
Right at the beginning. Opening bids, none. Introduction of ordinances, first reading. None. And then we have ordinance on final reading and consideration, second readings. Ordinance 2023-033, ordinance amending and supplementing chapter 17, property maintenance section 17-20.5, disposal of garbage of the revised general ordinance of the borough of Bound Brook to amend disposal of garbage exceptions. Motion to open to the public.
Motion.
Second.
Hearing none, motion to close to the public comment.
Second.
So I have a motion.
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, I think one road may have been left out, and that's Drake Street, and I apologize for not bringing that to the council's attention sooner. Because Drake Street right now, the Vibe has a dumpster on Drake Street, right? There's a location for it. But then there's also going to be the development of that urban renewal west of Drake Street, which I believe, my recollection from the application, they may be putting the garbage on Drake Street as well. So I think we may just want to address that in this ordinance or at some point.
What's your recommendation? To add it?
Recommendation would be to add Drake Street as well, because they have a spot on Drake Street now for a dumpster. They have exceeded that by having like a recycling dumpster and a garbage dumpster. They take up parking spaces. So I don't know. I guess the recommendation is to really take a look at Drake Street as well. And then with the development of that other property to the west, it may complicate things as well, you know. But I think probably the same rules should apply. I don't know. That would be my suggestion. What do you?
I guess we'd ask if it's a substantive change.
So
it's a substance.
I'm going to say that's a substantive change. You're adding an additional location to this already. That hasn't gone up on 3 days.
So what we can do is approve this and then reintroduce to amend with
reintroduce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then maybe
this will take place, and then we can add it.
That's fine, because I know you want to resolve this, and maybe there's another solution. I don't know. You know, it's a different animal, kind of. So, I don't know who helped write this or determine.
Code enforcement.
Okay.
So why don't we ask, if you want, let's ask code enforcement to also take a look at Drake.
Sure.
And see if there's any language that they want to put in specifically for that, and based on that development.
Yeah, it's 5 and whatever that new development is being called. I think they bought 21 West Main Street. No?
I don't think.
The corner one? Oh, they didn't? Oh. Okay. So anyway.
Okay.
All right, and in the meantime, I'll look at the application too and see if I can find what they were going to do with their waste. Yeah, it would be to take a look at Drake Street, but we can vote on this, right, and then we'll. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You want to grab your mic so that.
Yeah,
we can
apologies,
hear you too.
I didn't get to that sooner.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Is this? This counter is supposed to be rolled out between 6:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m.?
Yes. So it's not, the intent is so that it's not left out there for hours on end. They kind of schedule a time for it to go to be out there, get picked up, and then rolled back in. So it doesn't sit on our sheets.
I mean, it's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel that time principle is fair while people can put their bodies in their house. The night before the apple, I guess you want it to look clean. I get where you're going with this at the same time.
Yeah, and there's a difference between having a neighborhood that gets it done once a week and they come by, you know, it's going for the rest of the week. They have multiple days to pick up, so if you're out there, they're picking up from the single day because the ball is done. So, it's either you see dumpsters out there all day long, or we keep them, you know, we try to regulate it somehow.
You mean a building you put out dumpster every day?
Sometimes, depending on the surface, right? I'm not saying all of them, but there are some of them that have it 3 times a week. You know, some of them I think have the trucks pull in, but most of them have it right on the curb. I'm assuming that you have, like my lady has 248 dumpsters. I'm assuming you have a lot of trucks moving. All right. All right. Anybody else? Roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Abstain.
Councilman Mongo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Benchovic.
Yes.
All right, ordinance 2023-34, an ordinance authorizing as a general improvement the purchase and acquisition of various equipment for the borough of Bound Brook and appropriating $25,000, therefore, from the capital fund balance of said borough. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion.
That is second.
Second.
Anybody from hearing none? Do I have a motion to close to the public?
Motion.
Do I have a second? Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
No.
Okay. Roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Brzezik.
Yes.
Ordinance 2023-035, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 18, Fire Prevention and Protection, Section 18-10.3, Schedule of Fire Zones of the Revised General Ordinance of the Borough of Bound Brook. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Open to the public. Anybody? Hearing none. Do I have a motion to close?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion? Hearing none. Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Benjamin?
Yes.
Ordinance 2023-036, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 15, Housing, Section 15-11, Rental License Inspection of the Revised General Ordinance of the Borough of Bound Brook to amend rental license and the lead-based paint inspection. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion.
Do I have a second? Public? Hearing none. Do I have a motion to close?
Motion.
Second.
Motion to approve?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brishmick?
Yes.
Introduction, discussion of resolutions. The resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action. Does anyone have anything you'd like to remove for separate discussion?
Oh, no.
It's not that many. All right, so I have a motion to approve. Resolutions 2023-190 through 200.
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unfinished business. Anyone?
Yes, sir. Last council meeting, we voted on the liquor license, correct?
Yes.
I have to abstain from the notice and notes. I didn't do that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not
sure
with that one.
Okay.
Maybe
we
need to reopen
because I'm going to hear it last week. Again, he's a member. Are you a voting member of the?
You're, everyone votes.
Everyone votes.
Okay.
So, and I don't think there was a split, so.
Yeah, that's just giving you.
Yeah, of course.
Sorry.
No worries.
Was
it
a resolution for the auction?
Yes.
And that was like everybody agreed, so
yes.
We have quorum, I think it's
just handled,
it's not
record. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Woods. New business, 2023. Anybody else have any
I just
answer?
Have an yes. Did we ever get an answer from American Water for the gentleman?
Yes. Their answer is that they will take, I'm sorry, I'm a here, so they will take the average of the winter months plus 50% off of the summer months one time. So in the case of Mr. Sloan, it would behoove him to contact American Water in October because I would like the reduction, and it would be basically a 50% reduction of whatever the winter month.
Credit, right? It'll be a credit.
Correct.
Thank you. Credit. Yeah. Okay.
50% of the entire.
No. So, for example, say you're in the winter months, the bill, it was $1,000, right? And in the summer months, it was $2,000. So you would get a $500 credit. I'm not exactly sure that was what the intent was on our understanding was. So we have a call scheduled with them on Monday.
What did you think about one time?
So in other words, when they get their bill in June, and for example, using the same example of the gentleman who was here 2 weeks ago, that would be his one time he can make the call. So they don't want to keep doing this every single month. So what they're saying is they will do it one time. So it's better for the end user to do it at the end of their irrigation season, as opposed to if they do it in June, then they're not going to do it again in July, August, September.
So maybe we should put out something to the public and say in October, November.
Well, I think we're still kind of negotiating
it out because we have another meeting with them, right?
On Monday we have a call.
Yes.
And will this be for good for many years or just
this will be the state that this will be the practice looking forward.
For everyone.
Who has an irrigation? Yes.
Even if you don't have an irrigation system.
No. Correct.
Wait.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to, they are going. I don't know that they are. If they are limiting it to those. You know, now that I'm saying this, let me get more information.
Get more information. Yeah. And if it's one time lifetime or one time
no,
a year?
One time per year.
One time per year.
Yeah.
Many years to come.
Yeah, this will be the practice moving forward.
And we'll look at that in writing too.
I have the emails from them, but yeah, moving forward, that would be good.
Yeah.
How many years to go to get that right?
Well, it doesn't sound fair too for folks that don't have an irrigation system, but still, right, the water goes on plants, it goes on the side, you know, it doesn't go into the sewer, right? So it's the same theory. It's just, I guess, a mechanism or a way to figure out the cost, right? And we used to do it, right? We used to be charged for the winter months, right, and not the summer months. So it would be that similar formula across the board for everyone because, yeah, I don't see it being fair, right, if it's just
I think you get charged double. You get charged for using the water. And
yeah.
Sewer being charged for using them for taking the water or something. And
right.
Like you get double sewer.
Right.
I understand that right.
Okay. Well, more exploratory and it just needs to be fair across the board, that's all. So okay.
Anything else?
Thank you.
All right, new business, 2023-201, resolution authorizing the hire of summer camp counselors for the Recreation Department.
So the reason I asked for this to be new business and not with the rest of the resolution is we don't have all the background checks completed yet. We just received the names about a week and a half.
Shouldn't this have been done in March?
It should have happened in January.
This is why I'm having this ongoing business. The background checks aren't done. I believe they are starting, but they're trying to start the program
Monday.
No, they're not. Are they?
I swear.
So should we approve and then?
Well, I would. I wasn't going to make this decision administratively. This I believe this to be a decision made by
and not that it, anecdotally knowing anybody. Means anything, but I think most of the kids, the kids that are working there,
right? I mean, some are adults. I believe we have some.
Have they worked in the world prior last year?
I've asked that question, Councilman, and I haven't gotten the we'll call it straight answer. Some have, some haven't. There was one that was put through without working papers, and I was like, no. I pulled that one off the agenda. There's got to be big changes in hiring practices coming out of recreation.
So what do we want to do?
The other, and I guess the other thing that I would ask the council is, if we hire them and then something comes back on their background, is it going to be an issue to separate them from the borough?
But I mean. Obviously, if somebody comes back on a background check, that's concerning. They're not well employed. The borough always has the option to separate employment with them for any reason at any time. You know, personally, I would advise waiting until you have the background check because I don't see the point in doubling your business and doubling what you're doing. Likely, you know, unless you have somebody blatantly you're expecting to come back or something, likely you're not going to really have a concern. And I would say because your resolution has all 30 specifically here, it may be something you want to wait to vote on. However, the council does have the option, if the list is ready, you may be able to vote on it tonight, knowing that the background checks aren't here, knowing that it is at will employment, so of course, should anything arise, the borough has the option to separate employment at any time.
Yep, the only ones that are suffering are the children.
Correct.
I wasn't making this decision.
Does this typically go through the personnel committee, or it's completely different?
No,
because they're volunteering.
They're not volunteer. They're paid. So recreation hires them, technically, because they're a commission, and then they put it to us so that we can officially hire them.
It's not a responsibility of the personnel committee to...
Yeah. That's right.
Direct department.
Yeah, not this is my first rodeo going through hiring with them.
Yeah.
And it was kind of...
Unless you guys want to interview a bunch of 16-year-olds. Unless you guys want to interview a bunch of 16-year-olds.
No, I just didn't know what the policy was or the process.
Typically, we don't get everything the day before. What are they even doing?
Apparently, the recreational director and assistant director know all the applicants. I do not personally.
Uh-huh.
That's the best I can tell you.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve or to table?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
I just need an explanation. So we're hiring them. If their background check comes back no good, then we're letting them go, or they don't start. We're authorizing them to be hired pending their background checks, in case the background checks come in on Tuesday and we're not in the meeting.
I don't know if an offer letter has already gone out to these individuals. Certainly, if one has not, you could put that as a contingency for hire and go ahead.
Sorry, did you say offer letter?
An offer letter for employment. They didn't do one. Yeah, so I would say, you know, without something putting that in writing, you're just hiring these people, point blank. If you authorize this resolution, they will be on payroll here. Again, they are at-will employees, as is every other borough employee, so they can be terminated at any time for any reason. Certainly, if their background check comes up with something that's inappropriate or something that you wouldn't want, they can be terminated from employment.
And typically,
how? On day two of working, they're no good, and then we're responsible for what happened on day one of an employee who shouldn't have been working on day one. That's my what-if scenario.
So we can wait.
How long does a background check take, typically?
It's been a couple of days, because that time we got the code resolved and everything, it was Monday, yesterday. So, I hope they'll be back by Friday, but, you know, that's just speculation. I don't have a time frame on them.
And when's the anticipated date of hire, or start date, I guess?
Next Monday.
So, I'm okay with approving them pending their background check coming back.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Because we don't have another meeting prior to next Monday, but it's going to start until the background check comes back.
And that's going to be something logistically for the borough. You guys, of course, can go ahead and approve this resolution. However, that's an administrative thing for the borough. You can't approve the resolution contingent upon their background checks passing. It would be approving the resolution as is, and then the borough administratively telling everybody they will not start until there's an approved background check.
Okay. So, administratively, keep them from starting. Okay.
So, of course, they can make that contingency on their own, but you as a council will not be voting on that. You're only going to be voting on the resolution.
Mikey, leave it open. Mikey, you got to leave it open.
Okay.
By law.
We can't amend the resolution as written. We have that authority.
I'm just vacuuming. I was wondering what that noise was.
So we can approve them, and then as they're...
as their background checks come in, they can start working.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just
and we don't have to change anything, is what she's saying. You don't have to change anything.
Yeah, I'm saying that would be the easiest way without amending the resolution is to do that and have them administratively.
So we have a motion for this right now, and the administrative team can work on making sure, or personnel can help them.
Motion to approve.
Second, please.
Oh, wait, we have a first. Right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Resolution passes. Approval of vouchers. Resolution 2023-202, resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $423,699.21. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brinchevich?
Yes.
All right. I open it up to the public for comment at this time. All right. Authorized. We don't have any executive session, right?
I'm going to correct it. We have a motion to open to the public for comment.
Motion to open to the public.
Motion.
Second. Motion to close to the public.
Motion.
Second. Motion to adjourn.
Motion. Second.
Do I have a second? Do I have a second? You said motion and second.
All right.
I need a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.